Dispensational Distinctions in Paul's Epistles. H. W. Fry continues his insightful observations about right division in the periodical Things to Come for April 1910. A very clear dispensational distinction exists between the revelations contained in Paul's earlier epistles, that is, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, and Thessalonians, and his later epistles, namely, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Timothy, and Titus. To illustrate the striking difference between the teaching of the earlier and the later epistles, it's been calculated that the word Jew is mentioned 25 times in the earlier epistles and only once in the later. Israel is mentioned 14 times in the earlier and twice in the later, while the word Israelite is mentioned 3 times, Abraham 19 times, and tongues 22 times in the earlier epistles, and none of them is even mentioned in the later. Moreover, during the earlier period, the apostles, Paul included, did much in the way of healing, but during the later period, Paul had to leave Trophimus at Miletum sick. If Pentecostal powers were still at his disposal, why need he have had this infirmity? These facts are readily explained when we remember that the earlier epistles were contemporary with the events related in the book of Acts, while the Jews still had the opportunity to repent of their sin in the rejection and crucifixion of their king, and that of accepting the teaching of the apostles, Paul included, founded on the offer of pardon conveyed to them through Peter in Acts 3, verses 19 through 21. This offer was open to them for over 30 years, and it did not come to a conclusion until Paul, in Acts 28, verses 25 through 28, pronounced the final rejection of the nation by God because they had persistently rejected these gracious offers of pardon.